Finally, I made it to the top of the mountain. Oh, it's so cold. You, there, are you the great wise man of the mountain?
I am.
Please, share with me your wisdom.
You have a super bush.
What?
Your bush is super.
What does that even mean? Please, Great One, tell me!
You're listening to the Super Bush Podcast. That's what it means.
But what about me? I've climbed all the way up this mountain.
You didn't really. It's just a bit at the beginning of the podcast.
My life has been a lie!
This episode of the Super Bush Podcast is brought to you by
Crazy Bill's Coffee. I like to start every day with a hot cup of Crazy Bill's Coffee.
Oh my God. What is this? What is this? This is not coffee. This is just like dirty water. Oh my God. It's so gross. It's so gross. I don't care. I don't care if they're a sponsor. Give them their money back. Just give them their money back. This is so gross. Why would you pay for this? It's so gross! Woohoo! That's right, you're listening to the Super Bush Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Bush. Hey, if you're new to this show, thank you so much for clicking on it and listening in. If you're unfamiliar, what the show is that I'm just going to go over 10 minutes only, to go over the top five stories of the day, just so that you are kept up on your information, that you know what is happening in the world around you. And I only pick my five favorite stories because they're the ones that make me laugh or they're just fun in general. So here we go with the first story. Oh, air horn. All right. Well, we'll fix that later. We'll make that more of like a jingle or something. But for now, that's going to do. The Transportation Security Administration, you know, the TSA, they announced Tuesday, just 2 days ago, that they're going to begin testing self-screening machines at airports. Self-screening machines, this is where AI is going. Now, some machines have already been put in place and have been testing at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The TSA is aiming to make security checks faster and safer for passengers flying on commercial flights. So what you do is, you go up, there's a virtual agent that'll greet you. I don't know if it's like a robot who's like, take off your shoes or what the deal is, but a virtual agent greets you. You step into a tube, like how you raise your hands up and then it goes by and you get scanned and then you'll get cleared or you won't get cleared and it's going to be, you'll go about your day. All the screening is monitored by a remote agent somewhere else completely. I don't know if they're in the same building or not. They could be at home just like chilling like, oh yeah, I'm going to screen this guy. The machines are great because they even include like a little robotic hand that sticks out. And what you do is you just put your testicles right into those and they fondle you if you have a piece of paper in your pocket. They just make sure that you do that. I don't know if you know that that's what happens, but if you're a male and they ask you to remove something from your pockets and you don't have something if you have something in your pockets, that's what they do. They give you an examination. It's thorough. I've done it before. I had a receipt and I was like, that's a receipt. Can I just go back through? And they're like, no, come here. Christina Peach, the deputy assistant administrator for the TSA said, quote, we really don't know how many people we're going to get per hour through it. Is it faster than a traditional lane? Is it slower than a traditional lane? And how do we build upon that? End quote. She literally said that. That's not me making that up. That is a direct quote from this story. The deputy assistant administrator was like, we don't know why we have these tools. We don't know if they're better or not, but we'll figure it out. They literally just spending tax money on these things. Don't even know if they're going to be better or not. But I will tell you something. I will do anything to not take my shoes off. We've been taking our shoes off at the airport for like 25 years because a dude put a bomb in there in like 1987 or something like that. And the bomb didn't even go off. No plane has ever gone down because of shoe bomb, but we always have to take our shoes off.
It's literally the most stupid, asinine thing in existence to take your shoes off at the airport. It makes no sense. What if a lady put a bomb in her bra one day? Would they just make women go braless to go through the airport? That's how stupid that rule is. Put something in, make a bomb out of your nose ring, and then everyone has to take their nose rings off. You see all those little nose rings in there. That's how dumb it is. Anyways, let's go on to the next story. The former undisputed heavyweight world champion of the world. Did I say that twice? World champion of the world, Mike Tyson. You know Mike Tyson. He has agreed to a boxing match against world-renowned internet asshole Jake Paul in an exhibition match. The fight will take place on July 20th, 2024 at the AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. It'll also be shown live on Netflix, marking the streaming service's first venture into combat sports. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Jake Paul's 27 years old, while Mike Tyson is 57 years old. And this will mark only the second time that Jake Paul has fought as a professional boxer. Of course, the first time he fought against NBA star Nate Robinson, who's not a boxer at all. So he's going to be fighting against someone who's actually a boxer. I don't think you should get to say that you won if you beat Mike Tyson. He's 30 years older than him. But I think that most people are actually going to tune into this to see if Mike Tyson kills this kid. You know, he's 30 years younger. I would only fight him. I'd only fight someone 30 years younger than me in the condition that he signed something that says that in 30 years, he has to fight someone who will be born 3 years from now. And then they're going to have all these people go out and they're going to have to train that baby. They'll train the baby that when it grows up, that it's like, you have to beat up Jake Paul. You have to beat the shit out of him in a boxing match. They just find this baby and they're like, hey, your destination is when you're 27, you have to beat the ever-living shit out of this old man. Just this old guy. It'll be so irrelevant by then. No one's going to know. He's like, why do I have to do this? It's like, because someone signed a contract and you're going to be trained. You're going to get the best health. You're going to get the best training. You're going to become an amazing boxer. But when you're 27, you have to fight a 57-year-old man. I mean, think about this. Imagine you're 30 years right now, right? You're 30. When that means that there's someone being born right now who would want to, who's going to fight you. You have so much life to live. Like, that's what's happening here. Just as a note here, Mike Tyson was the world heavyweight champion when he was 20 years old. Okay. When he was 20, I'm pretty sure that Jake Paul at the same age was putting vodka up his ass to see if, you know, it made him more drunk or something. When he was 30 years old, Mike Tyson, he fought Evander Holyfield and bit off his ear. When he was biting off Evander Holyfield's ear and spitting blood all over the mat, that is the year Jake Paul was born. And now they're going to fight each other. I'm so acting like I'm against this. I'm going to watch it. As soon as Jake Paul starts winning, if he starts winning, I'm not watching anymore. But I do want to see Tyson hit this guy. It was also next news story. I'm going to turn the page. It was found out recently that a 62-year-old man in Germany intentionally got 217 doses of COVID-19 vaccines within 29 months. That's right. He went and got 217 jabs into his arm. Now, he said that he did it deliberately and for private reasons. I think that private reason being that he was freaked out about getting COVID. Now, a public prosecutor in Germany had opened a case against him when he found out about this, but ultimately all the charges against this man were dropped. Scientists are now studying the man to see just how immune he is and check out his blood work. I can't imagine. Imagine this guy walking in somewhere where they still have like the mask policy and they're like, sir, you have to wear a mask. And he's like, I've been vaccinated 217 times. No, I'm not going to put on a mask. Cough directly into my eyeballs. Cough into them. Nothing's going to happen. It'd be so true. Wow, 217 times. I cannot believe that. I got so sick after my first one, I didn't even want to go back. But they're like, you have to keep doing it. 217. That I think that man has just been perpetually sick for 29 months. Next story. For the first time in history, this is a historic moment, underwater photographers have captured images of humpback whales engaging in sexual activity. That's right. Underwater voyeur perverts finally caught a pair of humpbacks humping. The behavior of humpbacks has fascinated scientists for decades, but a study published just this week features the first photos of the species having penetrative sex. And I did not write that. They wrote penetrative sex in the news article. They're like, no. It's not just a flirtation. It's not two whales making out. We see penetration in these photos. Now, here's where it gets really good. The photographers brought these pictures, these pornographic whale images, to a marine biologist named Stephanie Stack. And Stephanie was able to identify both of the whales as being male. That's right. Gay whales, baby. The first images of humpbacks ever doing it, and they are two males. Could you imagine if you're having sex with your boyfriend and there's like a little ant taking pictures of you, and you're just like, the whales are probably like, oh, Harold, oh. That's my impression of a whale having sex with another whale. Oh, yeah. Oh. It's not the best impression, but we'll work on it. Finally, politics. Yeah, I don't like doing politics, but here we are. I'm going to do politics last. That way, if you're done, you're done. Turn it off. President Joe Biden is doing his State of the Union address tonight, where he is going to be jeered at by Republicans and probably forget some things that he's practiced all week. He won't remember. He's been practicing at Camp David over the weekend, this past weekend, and he's got a real tight five now. I think he's going to go in, out, get it done. He is rumored to propose a massive tax raid on the super rich. And later, he's going to announce that in October, he's going to fight against Jake Paul in the homosexual whale sanctuary in Maui. Thank you all so much for listening. And remember, wood can give you splinters, but it can't take away your freedom. Thank you for listening to the Super Bush Podcast. Have a wonderful rest of your day and have a wonderful night as well.